is Alex over at Activision.
Hi, Alex. What's going on? This is Derek at Epix Live, and also Legend is on the line all the way from Hawaii. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Aloha.
Aloha. You got it way warmer out there than me. I'm sitting in Minnesota in about 45 degrees. So.
Wow, Minnesota.
It's kind of hot out here, too.
Right on.
Yeah, Virginia, Hawaii, and Minnesota. This is worldwide. Well, America worldwide, but still, we're covering half the globe. We still count.
All over the board.
Mr. Knight, tell us, you're associate producer for NASCAR Unleashed. Please tell us, first of all, what do you do over there at Activision?
Yeah, so, I mean, associate producer is basically a boots-on-the-ground kind of guy for a game. I do all the daily activities, and that involves dealing with marketing, you know, what they want, dealing with a licensor, what they want, and then working with the developer to make that happen. I do everything from influencing the design of a game to, you know, making sure we have trailers and all that stuff set up. I also deal with all the vendors. So let's say we want music from XYZ. I go out and find them, hire them. Same with FMV houses. You know, if we're going to do a cinematic for a game, I shop around. I find those guys, hire them, manage them. I deal with all the budgets, the schedules, you know, making sure everybody gets paid when they need to get paid. And, yeah, it's kind of a jack-of-all-trades role for sure.
Yeah, I was about to say, wow, you got your fingers in everything over there.
Absolutely.
You're the man to go to. Okay, I have a few questions. First of all, tell us about NASCAR Unleashed. This is Activision's second NASCAR game this year.
Yeah, that's correct. We just did NASCAR the game 2011. I was also the associate producer on that as well. And then this is NASCAR Unleashed. This will be coming out November 1st. It comes out on all platforms. So we've got 360, we've got PS3, Wii, and also a 3DS SKU, which is a really cool version of it. It's one of my favorite, personally.
The 3D, so it's in a 3D. Is it a 3D version, or is it just a DS game on a 3DS?
No, totally full utilization of the 3DS, and it, you know, it turned out really good. You're driving right into the screen, and it's really cool. You see stuff come flying at you when you knock over barrels or, you know, whatever it may be. It's pretty cool.
Tell us a little bit about NASCAR Unleashed. She's been flying kind of under the radar. There's because the past week I've been trying to dig up as much as possible on it. So I would be able to come into the interview well prepared, and I found a bunch, but I had to dig. Tell me what type of game NASCAR Unleashed is.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, NASCAR, you know, generally when people think of that in games, they think simulation titles. There's only been just a small handful of arcade-based racers that are in the NASCAR world, and, you know, one of the older ones was NASCAR Rumble, I think. And really what we did with NASCAR Unleashed was bring it back to the early arcade days. So OutRun, you know, Cruising USA, San Francisco Rush, those are those kind of games that we wanted to base this one on and really involve the NASCAR universe around it. So, you know, you're not going to jump in and have to do full pit stops or anything. You're not going to be tweaking your car, you know, to get the camber of, you know, your left tire right, whatever it may be. This is jump in, grab your controller, learn the controls, which are about, you know, three, four buttons that you really need to learn, and you're good to go. You're going to have some strategy for the more diehard fans, but this is really geared for the casual audience. It's really opening up the NASCAR audience to, you know, not just a sim title, something that, you know, the father and the son can play. We've got a full split-screen co-op system in, so you can go in, compete against each other, but cooperatively work your way through the career. We've got a whole bunch of different ISC tracks. We've got 5 ISC NASCAR official tracks. Daytona, some of the big recognizable ones, Daytona, Chicagoland, Talladega are all in there. But the really cool thing we do is we don't leave you on the track. We actually let you break out and go around the city, out into the woods. So it really is unleashing yourself off that NASCAR going left. You know, the cliche, you're just turning left. That's all that racing is for NASCAR. Not true at all. We break out, you're on a beach, you're taking jumps, you're going across bridges, you're doing really crazy stuff, you're smashing and bashing everybody. We don't let you, you know, just kind of hang in the pack or get left behind. It's all about pack racing for NASCAR Unleashed. So really, you're going to smash them, bash them, you're going to get through, you're going to gain power-ups. So basically, we have a boost system. You do that from doing NASCAR core mechanics such as drafting. We've even thrown some more arcadey stuff like drifting, so that's the first time, you know, really you're going to be drifting with a NASCAR. And it's very, very casual. It's not to the point of a kart racer. You know, we definitely didn't want to go that far. That's been done. What we did is dial it back and take that old school arcade racer that people are familiar with and really brand it with NASCAR, really bring the NASCAR core elements into it.
People, we have a live chat room here also where people are asking questions and commenting. And so far, three people in a row, B. Mulligan, Zither, and Burr, are like, hey, this sounds like Daytona, Daytona, USA. One guy's even singing Daytona in chat. Where do you see this standing? You mentioned Daytona and mentioned, I guess, EA's NASCAR kart racing. Where do you see it fitting in between their Outrun? Like, at what level of casualness is it?
Well, you know, I mean, we're definitely not to the, what do I want to say, the kiddie phase that, you know, like a kart racer would be. You know, this isn't something that, you know, if your dad wants to sit down with their son, we're both NASCAR fans, they're not going to be turned off by this. It's also not to the extreme that, like, Split Second or Burnout is. You know, that's far more hardcore. This is something that an 8-year-old could sit down, learn in a minute and a half, and be able to play competitively with somebody old, too. Because the way we've dealt with the AI is basically make it so that if somebody is lagging behind, they're never going to be left alone in this game. It's always going to be pack racing. So the AI will always stay around you. You're never going to be way out in front, but you're never going to be way back either. So your 8-year-old, you know, has the same advantage as a 30-year-old playing with them or something. So really, we kind of landed right in that old school NASCAR, that arcade racer. I mean, it is kind of similar to Daytona USA, but this is far more in depth, and it's a new age version.
And you talked about pack racing. B. Mulligan wants to know, how many cars can a 3DS put on a track at one time? And also, how many cars for all the games? Like, is it like a 15 car, full 43 car? How many cars can we are we going
to
be racing?
No, we didn't go 43. We had it dialed up pretty high to begin with, and it turned out to be actually pretty disastrous because there's a lot of action going on with this, and it's all really high speed, a lot of turns. So that turned out terrible. What we landed on right now is next gen. So PS3 and 360 all set at 20, and then the Nintendo platforms all have 15 total cars.
Oh, the Wii can't handle 20. I knew it. All those people.
Well, it could, but what we found is that when you got more on those systems, it became a little more chaotic, and you did have a little, you know, some of that frame buffer stuff, and we just went and we found a good balance with 15.
Now, it is a NASCAR game, so like, what level of participation did NASCAR have with the title? Like, what makes this a NASCAR title?
Well, they were completely involved from the beginning. In fact, they actually helped us influence the design. One of the things that was kind of funny, over at Activision, we were really worried going into the project that, you know, we were going to have to deal with a lot of, like, strict rules because, you know, NASCAR does have a lot of rule sets. And they've got a lot of little finite kind of mechanics that they deal with their sport. And we were worried that we were almost going to be held back. It turned out to be completely the opposite. NASCAR, the people that I dealt with over there were totally open to breaking the limits. You know, they were pushing the boundaries for us, which was really cool to see. We took a kind of a stylized version of the car. It's not cartoony, but it's not, you know, hyper realistic by any ways. And they reviewed every one of our iterations and, you know, really took a liking to breaking out of this, you know, standard NASCAR game that we've done and, you know, people have done in the past. Something for them too is it's opening up their casual audience, which they're really all for. You know, they want the younger audience to start learning about NASCAR, you know, the kids of, you know, tomorrow, so to speak, to really get into it as well. And this is kind of one of those entry games where they can get a little taste of NASCAR, some of the core mechanics, but not have to be overwhelmed in a simulation game right away.
Hey, Derek, the echo has started.
Okay. I'm going to have to call you. I hate to do this, but, like, there's something wrong with Skype that it starts to echo. So I'm going to call you immediately back, and we'll be back online in like 2 seconds. I apologize, sir.
All right, sounds good.
No problem.
Hey, this is Alex.
Hi, Alex. Sorry, we called back, and I think we got the front desk.
Yeah, it dawned on me. You probably got my switchboard.
I'm hopefully that won't happen again, but I blame Microsoft for buying Skype. If Activision had bought Skype, this wouldn't have happened.
Well, if it goes down again, I'll give you a call back.
Thank you very much. While we're gone, in the chat room, B. Mulligan has another question. He says, are there any big, because you have 15 name drivers in the game. He said, are there any big name drivers that wouldn't license their name or likeness to the game? Or why did you, basically, why did the people you're in there, why is it those people?
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, there wasn't anybody that really turned us down in that manner. You know, that was something that our marketing department actually dealt with more. You know, they were looking for the hottest drivers, and we did pick them, and the people that's more recognizable. So, I mean, you're going to get Kyle Busch, you're going to get Mark Martin, you know, Harvick's in there, Tony Stewart, Logano, you know, some of the big name ones. And that's the reason we went with that lineup.
I keep thinking that Danica Patrick is going to show up in every game. If I were doing the Gears of War, I would be like, is Danica Patrick going to be in it?
Yeah, Yeah, no Danica and ours this time around.
Okay, so are you saying this is like going to be like the NBA Jam of racing games of NASCAR games? Is it that?
Yeah, I mean that's one route to put it for sure. You know, it's definitely, like I said, that casual title, but it offers a lot for the NASCAR fan. You know, it's not going to be the hardcore tuning that some people are, you know, thinking that it might be or anything like that. But it's awesome. It's pick up and play, and you can jump in. The co-op is really where it's at. You know, both of you guys can sit down, play a career race. You know, if one person's struggling in one race, the other person can help them out, but you're still competing against each other. You know, the other really cool thing is, and I won't give it away too much, is we have really, really goofy rewards. One example is, in a bonus event, you can unlock the NASCAR fan kit, what we call, and that basically puts a giant baseball cap on top of the car. And that's just a little tease of what, you know, basically you're going to see throughout the game. By the time you're at the end, your car could be completely decked out differently with add-ons like that.
Oh, nice. Because one person was in chat earlier was asking, can he customize his car? And I was going to say, of course you can. When you get Jimmy Johnson's car, you get Jimmy Johnson's car. But you're saying, no, you can pimp the ride, as they say.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely still have all the stock paint schemes. One of the cool things we were able to work out with NASCAR is that, you know, we have all the 2011 paint schemes. You know, obviously it's 2011 title, but a few of our drivers also hooked us up with next year's 2012 paint scheme. So we've got those. Going to be a sneak peek. Shouldn't be in any game beforehand. So that's pretty cool, too, from them.
Another question from Chat. Chat is throwing questions at me. I'm not even going to get through my questions, which is nice. I like that. He wants to know, is it, I'm guessing this is for the 3DS version, is it single cartridge, local multiplayer, or will he have to shell out for two copies of the game?
We're local Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So you'll be good.
And what about online? Is it going to be online multiplayer also, or no, just co-op?
No, not online multiplayer. We really wanted to stick with that kind of family experience, you know, everybody sitting down in front of one TV. This title didn't really, you know, beat to that kind of drum that we wanted to go and push an online experience for this.
People in chat want to know about, are there any unlockable drivers? Dick Trickle was brought up.
Not him specifically. What we did is actually lock the paint schemes. So when you start, you're only going to have their initial primary paint schemes, and as you go through the game, you earn experience points, and when you get said threshold, you'll unlock a new paint scheme for one of the drivers. And we have a total of 34, I believe, if I recall right. So you're going to start off with just a basic 15, and you got, you know, over half to unlock throughout the progress.
Now, I was reading online in my extensive research that there are going to be five tracks, and you mentioned at the beginning of the interview also five tracks. This seems a little bit slim. Are there going to be more than, like, downloadable?
Well,
or?
Okay, so, yeah, let me clear that up. It's five environments, and then within that five environments, we actually break out into a total of 13 tracks. So what I mean by that is you're going to be on Daytona. Well, Daytona has three separate areas that you're going to kind of race through, so you're going to do maybe just the oval, and then you're going to break out into a beach run, and then you're going to break out into like a downtown villa kind of run. So it's five environments, 13 full tracks.
Okay. In chat, this is more of a comment than a question. He says, I've been waiting for this type of arcade racer for a long time. He has no patience or stamina for GT-type sim games anymore. Is that where you guys are finding that people, like the sim resurgence is kind of falling off and people are going for the casual type racer, or is this just another notch to put off on your belt, I guess? I don't know.
You know, I think it's kind of a blend. I mean, there's definitely a huge market for the sim titles. You know, we found, you know, NASCAR the Game 2011 did really well, you know, and there's upcoming titles, Forza's coming out as well. But at the same token, you know, people want that experience where they can sit down, not have to worry about tuning, tweaking their car for an hour, and just play a five-minute race, have some fun, and then do whatever else, you know. And I think that's right where we fit in. You know, you can sit down, jump into our game, you're learning it in less than 5 minutes, and then you're good to go, and you can play. And, you know, if you have somebody over, you can teach them. If you got a kid, it's awesome. If you don't, you're still going to have a ton of fun.
It's a party game.
You know, when I think party game in the industry, I think mini games and wouldn't go that far, but you know, it is, you know, it's a good chill title, you know.
Hector wants to know what level of car damage is in the game.
We definitely do have car damage. So the way the system works, because it's very, very arcadey, when I started the project, my goal for this title was to recreate a Days of Thunder moment. So, and what I mean by that is basically, I wanted to have the giant smoke cloud in front of me to barrel through it and not know what's coming, you know, on the other side. And we did a great job of that. In fact, we managed to replicate that moment several times during any given, any given race. You know, basically what happens is you start smashing, bashing cars, and you're going to see your car smoke, and then you're going to see it maybe catch on fire. You see sparks coming out, and then you know you got critical damage. Now the way we set up our pit lanes, normally in NASCAR you go to the pit and get your car fixed if you could, et cetera, et cetera. We have an on-the-fly pit system, so we were actually redesigning the portion of the track where the pit lane is to mimic that track. So you're going to go on Daytona, but you're going to come to a pit lane. It's going to be kind of one of those thread-the-needle systems. So instead of just kind of cruising into pit lane and fixing it, you're going to keep your speed up. You're going to have to weave into a little kind of notched pit lane. But as you go through, you get an instant repair, and you get a free boost out of it. So it's kind of that incentive to maybe take on that extra challenge to get through pit lane.
Nice. I had a question ready to go, and then I started thinking about the way the pit lane works. I will jump to this one then. How do the versions differ? Because most of the time, like, you have the PS3 and the 360 version will be basically the same, but then you have Wii version, which is a completely different game, and then you'll have the 3DS version, which is another completely different game. How do those, how do they work together?
Well, the only major difference you're actually going to see is that car count across all systems. Graphically, they're pretty on par. You know, the next gen, HD systems are going to look the best, obviously. Our 3DS turned out really absolutely amazing. I think it's, top notch, competitively to any of the other 3DS titles out there. And Wii definitely isn't far behind by any means. It's, it's right up on par with 3DS. So really you've only got that two separation graphically, and then, feature wise, we're feature parity with the exception of the car count.
And another question from chat. He wants to know if the events are going to reflect the actual sponsored events, e.g., the Coca-Cola 500.
Oh, say that again.
Will the events in the race like mimic the actual actual sponsored events? Like, will you be able to go to the Coca-Cola 500 or the what's another one? Not a Daytona 500.
Oh, okay. No. That's something that we didn't want to go with, because basically the NASCAR hardcore fans, they really hold those events pride, and those events, whatever it may be, the Pepsi 500, whatever, those are specific laps and stuff. We really didn't want to run that route. And what we did is create a fictional career system that really builds up that progression. And then you are doing a fictional championship, which is similar to a Chase for the Cup mode, but not identical, because that wasn't something that we were really aiming to do. We wanted to stick on that casual side.
Okay. What's your favorite driver? Because I'm sure that whoever that is, they have a little extra boost in the game.
It's funny. My personal favorite, I've actually been a longtime fan of Mark Martin. He's been around in the business forever, and I give that guy applaud to keep running and, still placing really well. But no, he doesn't have any extra perks.
Also, when you said Days of Thunder moments, all of a sudden I was like, I'm going to get a make out with a Nicole Kidman in the middle of a race. That's going to be so great. But no.
No, I'm sorry. Maybe for the next one we'll work that in as a bonus point.
Yeah, how are you guys seeing? Are you seeing this as like a one and out, or is it going to be a franchise that you're looking to do? Will there be a NASCAR Unleashed 2012, maybe?
It's tough to tell right now. I mean, that's something our sales department and marketing department are going to look at closely once this launches and, really see the reception of it. I think I think that the arcade genre of racing games are on a comeback again. We've seen a few new ones kind of hitting recently. Burnout on XBLA is one of them, for example.
Ooh, I do not like that game. That is not,
no?
That's a fake racing game. That's a driving to an intersection and blow up your car. I was hoping for a top-down racer, but they tricked me. They tricked me out of my $15.
I kind of felt the same, but it's got good reception so far, in the most part. So, I have to get a credit for sure.
Oh crap! That's an EA game. I was like, oh crap! Did I just crap on an Activision game? No.
No, it's not.
Oh, he's gonna hang up on me.
No, but I mean, I definitely see this genre taking more, another leap ahead. I think it went into a lull for a while, and everything went sim heavy, and I definitely think it's coming back for sure.
There's a Wii version, but with the Wii comes motion controls. But also now we have motion controls on the Kinect and the 360 Kinect and the PlayStation Move. Any chance of those being brought into the game?
No, not for this title. That was something we explored pretty heavily early on, actually, and spent some time with it. We had some prototypes, and to be honest, it became clunky. And even though, you know, we're very casual, very arcadey, it didn't seem like a good fit at the time. You know, our gameplay is very fast, very almost Twitch-centric at points, and that's just something that I didn't feel really fit with it well. That's not to say that in the future we can refine it and, you know, look at something, you know, for a future title. But this one just didn't really have a well fit with those.
A lot of times you brought up the NASCAR fans a lot. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's the biggest spectator sport in the United States. How do you think they're going to view it? Do you like you said, they view their like events as sacred. This kind of goes against that. You feel that they're still going to embrace it, or do you think they're going to, hey, this isn't my NASCAR? How's that going to work?
You know, I mean, it's definitely against the grain for sure. But at the same token, you know, we made it intentional to keep some of the core concepts of NASCAR and the core mechanics of what NASCAR is at heart. And I think when somebody opens this up and they start playing it, they're going to realize, okay, this isn't a sim. This isn't even close to a sim. I'm not even on the track anymore. And I think, you know, if you keep an open mind, you're going to realize that it's really fun. I mean, I've had focus tests where I brought in, you know, some of the most hardcore NASCAR fans I've ever met in my life here. They sat down and, you know, they were skeptical at first and they played it. And by the third lap of their first race, you know, they're hooping and hollering to their buddy across the room or the person we paired them with, you know, and they're like, oh my God, you just smashed me. You made me a rival. You know, what the hell? And then they're smashing and bashing. They're causing big smoke screens and they really get into it. I think they lose that sense of, okay, my expectations were not to be a sim and this is exactly what I wanted. And I think that's what people need to do. I think they need to look at this objectively as a NASCAR arcade racing as opposed to a NASCAR simulation racing. And I think that's, you know, I can't say what the reviewers will say, but I think if it's objectively looked at that way, you know, we'll do pretty good. And I think people are really going to have a kick playing it.
So what would be the biggest, competitor? Would it be like, it wouldn't be like a Mario Kart, because that's too out there. Are you guys in this little space, a niche by yourself, where you're at?
Yeah, I mean, as I was saying earlier, we're definitely not to the kiddie factor like a Mario Kart would be, or, you know, any of those kart racing games. But we're definitely not anywhere near a simulation or even semi-simulation. So I think we are kind of fitting right in that old school arcade. So I think, you know, like I was saying with the NASCAR fans, you know, some of those guys, you know, have probably played, you know, arcade games and played, you know, Cruising USA in the arcade. And I think if they pick it up, they're really going to click with it. And I think that's kind of where that this title sits. And really, you know, it is, I mean, if you were to try to compare it to anything, I mean, best case, oh man, I'm actually drawing a blank here on my own. You know, I mean, it really is. I mean, it's not quite up to a level of split second where you're dealing with environmental explosions everywhere. So, I mean, dial that back and really boost the NASCAR franchise. And I think that's right where we're at for now.
Chat wants to know, any chance that they'll have, classic drivers like Rusty Wallace or Alan Kulwicki in there?
No, not on that one. You'd be surprised at how hard it is to try and, grab some of those old school drivers. You know, it's something that I think NASCAR in itself for the games have tried to tackle for years. And it's a tougher process than most people think, you know, just getting those guys back into a licensing format and then, you know, trying to deal with the legalities of it, especially if they aren't racing anymore. You know, it's something I think everybody wants, and one day I think it'll be tackled, but not for this title.
They hear you making a video game, and they're like, I don't want them there Atari 2600 card. I don't need none of that on my... No, it's a lot different, Mr. Petty. I don't care. My kid was playing that Tetris there. I'm done with
that
this.
That Tetris, yeah.
Now, give us a little bit about we've been talking about like the overall, but let's get deep into like the actual gameplay, because you mentioned the pit and everything, and also like a boost. Like, what about other like built-in NASCAR stuff, like drafting and like going on the low side and stuff like that? Is that in there, or is that stuff in there?
Yeah, so some of the core mechanics we kept, especially was drafting. Man, that's the most important one to me. And, you know, you watch any race and you've got draft partners and stuff. Now, we didn't go to the extent of doing a draft partner, but anybody can be your draft partner. You know, you can get behind them, and as long as they're not a rival, you know, you're good to hang out with them. And when you're drafting, you're basically gaining that boost. And once you gain the boost, then you've got the boost power button, and then you can just go flying. You get this whirlwind effect, And the cool strategy for anybody who's going to pick it up, I'll let you know, is launch your boost button and then head right into another car. And that's going to basically explode them and cause them to be a rival. One of the cool mechanics we took then, and part of NASCAR is all those rivalries. So, you know, even though we're not doing team-to-team rival, we can make anybody in the game a rival. So once they're a rival, they're really going to be gunning for me. I mean, they're going to be overly aggressive and really come after me and try and knock me out of my place. Whereas on the flip side, any of those guys can basically smash into me, and once they do, we have what's called a payback system, which means, all right, you know, Tony Stewart, you know, he got me, he blew my car up, and now he's my rival. If I go back and get him, it's a call to payback, and then I get a huge bonus in my boost as well, and I can go flying past them all again.
Nice. Now, what about, like, Daytona is a nice giant super speedway oval, but you say you can break out and also go like down Daytona Beach and stuff like that. How does that work? Is it a separate level? Like, are some levels just ovals, or can any level all of a sudden you're driving down the streets?
What we did for each of the tracks, Daytona's, when you start the game, you're going to start on Daytona Oval, and that's going to kind of teach you how to play the game. We're going through an interactive tutorial, which is really nice. Like I said, you can learn it in like 5 minutes. And then from that point, all the levels have a section of the real-world track. So let's say you're on Talladega. You're going to come around turn one and the front side with the pit lane. But then all of a sudden, you're going to take a hard right through the wall, and now you're out in the middle of a town, or you're out in the downtown. And then you're cutting through, and then eventually you'll make your way back and cut back into the track. And that's how you kind of make your laps.
Okay. Hacked in chat, I know we're supposed to have you for 30 minutes, so I'm going to try to start running this down, because I know you have a lot of important stuff to do over there at Activision. But Hector wants to know, did you ask if only? Oh, he asked me. I'm actually reading what he said. He wants to know about the selection of cars, or if you can have street cars or street trucks or anything like that.
No, it's definitely all NASCAR branded. Like I said, it's within those 15 drivers, and then you'll have all their primary paint schemes, secondary paint schemes, tertiary, and actually some of the drivers even have a quaternary paint scheme.
Nice. What about, now you mentioned the rivals, the drivers become your rivals. Do the drivers like drive any differently? Or like will Tony Stewart drive any differently than Ricky? I don't think Ricky Rudd's in the game, but he was my favorite because he's around here. But will Tony Stewart drive any different than anybody else?
No, I mean, that's something we definitely were playing around with early with our AI, especially to see, you know, because each driver does drive differently. And what we found is that in order to keep our pack experience with the player, you know, we couldn't go that route, because otherwise Tony Stewart, or even, let's say, Mr. Kyle Busch, would go launching out in the front and be by himself and end up winning every race. So what we did is dial that so that all the AI are working dynamically, but they're all around you, so that basically no one driver is better than you, but they're not horribly worse than you either. So that changes on the fly. One guy can be really good, and then all of a sudden tank to the back, and it's very, very dynamic.
Okay. How many different, what are the modes in there? We talked about the career mode already, and then also the co-op. What else is in the game?
Yeah, we've got career, we've got co-op, we have time trials, which are basically the old school time trial where it's checkpoint based. You got a timer ticking down, get through each checkpoint, get to the end. If you have the most time, you'll get a trophy award based on that. We've got a quick race, so you can go in and create your own little season if you want. So if you have a buddy over, you guys can make your own. And those are the primary ones. We also do have full leaderboard posting on the next gen systems as well.
But not on the Wii, because the Wii is not a next gen system.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. For some reason,
I normally call them next gen or HD on PS3 or 360.
for some reason, I have this weird thing. I bought a Wii like a 6 months ago, and I haven't played it since. And for some reason, it irks me every time I look over there at it.
My poor Wii is sitting on a shelf as well, and it's had its time with me, but not a lot recently.
It's hard when you have a 360. And the PS3, right? They have 360. I don't want to play that. I'll play the PS3 instead. And after that, it's like, the Wii? Maybe the 360. You look about the 360. You guys are releasing November 1st. That's right between the big Battlefield COD war. You guys, any pressure there?
No, you know, we're going to kick both of their butts and take all the sales, right? NASCAR Unleashed, Call of Duty, what? You know, Battlefield, what? No, I'm not too worried. You know, this is definitely a much different title than both of those, and I think it's going to do, you know, definitely great, especially with that family audience going for their Christmas shopping and such too.
One last question for Hecht about AI, because he's worried about. He wants to know: will the AI be trying to take out other drivers, or will the AI just be aiming for you? And you already said there is kind of the pack system, kind of like a rubber band system. So I'm going to keep it to will the AI guys just come after you?
No. So that's something that we definitely, you know, they're going to primarily come after you, but only when they're a rival. Otherwise, they're going to go and, you know, smash each other out of the way. And that's where you get some of those Days of Thunders moments where you've got the smoke screen in front of you because somebody's wrecked somebody up in front. You have to barrel through.
Rubbin's racing.
I'm looking at his post and also too, you know, the rubber band system is designed to keep the pack together. So, you know, if somebody does get pushed into the lower position, yeah, they maybe do have a fighting chance to get back up into second place, but it's not overly extreme. It's dynamic. You know, they're going to really have to fight for that position.
We're running up on, actually, we're at 31 minutes. I scheduled it for 30. I don't want to keep you because I don't want Activision to hate me. How is it like working over there at Activision? Is it cool? I would think that since you guys are like the biggest like video game company now, like everybody walks in and there's like solid gold chairs and stuff. How's it working over there at Activision?
I don't know about solid gold chairs. I sit in my chair too long to deal with that. But no, I mean it's amazing. You know, we our Minneapolis business is all the licensed titles, so we're dealing with Marvels and Wipeout and all the Cabela's and NASCAR, et cetera, et cetera. So you know, yeah, it's a blast. You know, I don't ever regret and hate my going to my day or anything. You know, even in the crunch times when we're working long hours, you know, video games are my passion. And, you know, to be able to do a career and get paid for, you know, your passion and your hobby, you can't ask for much more, I think, in life.
Yeah. Wait, did you say Marvel games? No.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I thought, wait a minute. Now I'm confused. Because I know there's a Capcom thing, and then there's all those Sega things. What Marvel games are you guys coming out with?
To be determined.
Oh, I thought I had a scoop there for a second. I was like, oh, I got a scoop. We already said it on NASCAR. This is the second NASCAR game. Is there possibly going to be a third? Like, you guys are getting the most out of this license. I like that you're actually using the license once you got it. Is there anything else coming from Activision?
In terms of NASCAR?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I definitely think there's more on the way. You know, I think you guys had Ed Martin on earlier, and he talked a little bit about it, that there's future plans, and, you know, that's definitely something I think we're exploring for sure. You know, and as I said earlier about the arcade title, you know, it's we want to see how it does in the market, and then I think we'll be exploring more for sure.
Any chance for a PC version, or is it console only?
For a, pardon me?
Is it going to be console only, or is there any chance of a PC version? Of NASCAR Unleashed.
NASCAR Unleashed will be on consoles only and handhelds then too as well.
And the NASCAR MMO will be coming when?
that would be that'd be an interesting, interesting game. I'll see if I can get Blizzard to work on that.
Oh,
hey Derek, the echo's getting real bad.
And that is perfect because we are going to say thank you to Mr. Knight. Thank you, Alex Knight. Anything else that you wanted to say before we go?
No, I definitely appreciate you guys having me on. It was a pleasure.
No, thanks for coming on. Alex Knight, associate producer of NASCAR Unleashed, being put out November 1st on everything except for your N-Gage. No N-Gage stuff here. Thanks a lot.
All right,
mahalo. Thanks.